Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden met for about an hour today with the Prime Minister of New Zealand, praising her for her country's steps to deal with guns following a 2019 mass shooting. Biden sitting down with Jacinda Ardern as he seeks to tighten U.S. gun laws following the mass shooting last week at Uvalde, Texas, that left 19 children and two adults dead. Biden described his meeting with the families of the victims this past weekend.
Yesterday, or not the day before, I was down in Texas, and people sat in a room, about 250 of them in a large room, with me for almost 4 hours. Nobody left. They wanted to air till I spoke to every single person in that room.
However, the president will need congressional approval after a white supremacist shot and killed 51 people in Christchurch, New Zealand. Ardern was able to win passage of gun control measures there. The senator leading Democrats' push for gun legislation says he's hearing more interest after reaching out to Senate Republicans over the weekend. Davis Donovan of member station WSHU has more.
U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says lawmakers from both sides are talking about supplementing gun control legislation with support for mental health and school security.
I have had the football pulled out from under me enough times in these negotiations to be realistic, but we are going to work every single minute of every single day to try to get enough of our Republican colleagues to yes. I hope they are moved by what they have witnessed in the way that the rest of this country has been moved.
Murphy was also part of a failed push by Democrats to change gun laws after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting nearly 10 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Davis Donovan in Connecticut.
Ukraine's military has launched a counteroffensive in the country's south and now claims some gains. But as NPR's Julian Haidar reports from Kyiv, communication in the rest of the country is down.
A spokesman for the Kherson Regional Military Administration says that Russian forces have cut the fiber optic connections between his region and the rest of Ukraine. That means that most people living in Russian-held territory can't access the internet on their cell phones. Locals have the option to sign up for internet from Russian-owned telecoms linked to fiber optics in Crimea. That's the peninsula that Russia invaded in 2014. Russia denies that they cut the cable to Kherson, accusing the government in Kyiv of undermining alleged local support for the current invasion. Russia's state-owned news agency, TASS, reports Kherson is preparing to become, quote, fully constituent to Russia soon. Yulian Haida, NPR News, Kyiv.
Consumers were less confident this month, with Americans' views of their present and future economic prospects declining somewhat amid persistent inflation. That's according to the nonprofit business research group, The Conference Board. Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today. The Dow dropped 222 points. The Nasdaq fell 49 points. This is NPR. The European Union has taken its most significant step yet to punish Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, announcing it's agreed to ban the overwhelming majority of Russian oil imports into the bloc. The move came last night after tense negotiations between EU members in what was a tough sell because the EU relies on Russia for about a quarter of its oil and 40% of its natural gas. Some employees at Google are urging the company's largest shareholders to support a racial equity audit. NPR's Shannon Bond says the proposal will be up for a vote at Google's annual shareholders meeting tomorrow.
Civil rights groups and a group of activist employees at Google's parent company, Alphabet, sent letters to Google founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin and former CEO Eric Schmidt. The three men hold special shares, giving them control of more than half of all shareholder votes. The activist groups want them to use that power to support a proposal calling for an independent audit to analyze the company's impact on Black, Indigenous, and other non-white communities. Alphabet's board is recommending investors vote against the proposal, saying it would not add to the company's existing diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
Rescuers in Colorado say they've recovered a second body following the capsizing over the weekend of a boat with 13 people on board. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials say they located the body in just over 100 feet of water at Lake Pueblo State Park. The victim's identity had not been made public. Eight children and three other adults were on the large flat boat near a picnic area when high winds overturned the vessel. They were pulled out of the water and treated for hypothermia. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.